Senate Rules Committee will come to order. Members, we have before us the always popular mileage living reimbursements, telecommunications. Current situation is before us. On line 10, I've not heard anybody talk about upping that rate.
Heard it.
Who does flying? Does that work or not?
We're supposed to have a...
What list are you...
This should be. Isn't this in your packet?
No.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Senjum says it is.
That's Senjum.
Under bills to be heard.
Oh, I can see.
It's there.
With these?
Thank you, Senator Senjum. When it says bills to be heard. So on line 10, I've not heard anybody talk about that private aircraft one. I don't know who that all affects.
I don't think anybody's got them now. It was Sam's and
Leroy
Stump, and I don't think either one of them got planes anymore.
Okay. Well, neither of them said anything. I mean, Sam, Leroy hasn't said anything, so. Then we have per diem at 66, which we haven't raised for several years. We have housing reallowance at 900, which I think we currently have apparently 11 members over 900, 7 over 1,000, 4 over 1,100, and 3 over 1,200. And that's a reimbursable issue. So not everybody takes the amount. It's an up-to amount. And then telecommunications 125 is current. Discussion. Senator Frederickson.
Mr. Chairman, I've given a little bit of thought to this, and I'll go through my thoughts with the committee if that would be your desire.
That'd be great.
First of all, I went to the IRS per diem rates that are paid to federal employees and legislators, and I believe a few others, when they live more than 50 miles away from home. And I went to the Minneapolis-St. Paul rate, and I had distributed a one-sheet page with my name at the top that kind of follows through this. And by the IRS...
Is that available? Senator Frederickson, does everybody have that?
He has it. It was...
We did copies for the public. Okay, go ahead, Senator Frederickson.
As of October 1st, 2006, that would be fiscal year 2007 for the feds, the Minneapolis-St. Paul rate was $133 a day for lodging, $64 a day for meals, for a total of $177. Now, I assumed it would be reasonable. This is an assumption on my part that if we reimburse members or paid members 75% of that federal rate, that would be $132.75 a day. And then I have three examples below that. Example one would be if we allow up to $1,050 a month for lodging, divided by 30 days in an average month, that would be $35 per day, which would then allow us to set a rate of $97.75 per diem to come up to that $132.75 that I arrived at by taking 75% of the federal rate. I then did the same calculation with $1,100 a month lodging. That comes to $36.66 a day. That would allow for $96.09 per diem to stay within the $132.75. I did the same thing for $1,200 a month lodging. That would be $40 a day, would allow for $92.75 a day per diem. Mr. Chairman, members, that was kind of my thought process as I approached this. I guess if my preference would be the middle scenario of $1,100 a month. I think that would cover most of the lodging expense that members have and would allow for a $30 a day increase on per diem. So I just offer that as a starting point for discussion.
Senator Lanksa.
The one thing that bothers me a little bit about the $1,200 is it doesn't really give incentive to economize a little bit. I'm okay even with the $1,050 as far as what I'm paying, but I know there's quite a few that are over. I guess I kind of do prefer the higher per diem and the $1,100 rather than the lower per diem and the higher monthly. I know there's some that are up they're on the 12, but I know there's a lot of situations you can get a pretty good apartment in the cities for less than 1,200.
Senator Bach?
Counterpoint, I guess, is I think I'm at that 1,050, but most of us, at least the place I stay at, I have utilities on top of that, which, I mean, I don't know what they run, 100 and something, I suppose, XL bill, on top of what the lease agreement actually shows that we have here. I mean, how many other people are in that situation, but what we do here is probably going to be in place for 4 years, and I don't think anybody's rent is going to go down. I guess if I had to vote, I would suggest we go with the 1,200 number and make ourselves consistent with the house.
Other suggestions, thoughts? Mr. Watson, just calculating something here real quick.
I'll see.
I don't know what theirs is on that. It's that though. There.
This increase has been 139%. It's also 195% over this time.
That's the inflationary increase?
Right. So this is 66 for the cement.
Let's pass this out. Mr. Watson just did a inflationary increase from 2000 to 2007. And apparently that's been, well, I'll let Mr. Watson explain.
Mr. Chairman, do the members have in their packets the information on the Senate expense allowances going back many years? Calling your attention first to that. The more recent history, you'll see that the last time the per diem amount was changed was 2001 when
now,
it went.
Mr. Watson.
Yep.
Now let's get this down. Is it going to be per diem or per deal? Give us the argument for per diem. Give us the argument for per diem.
It's an aye.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, my high school Latin teacher, Miss Josephine Williams, I realize that other people pronounce it differently. I'm sorry about that.
The I comes before the E, so it would be per diem.
Unless it's German, then you
Mr. Watson. English.
Except after E.
We've gotten over that hurdle.
Mr. Watson.
Chairman, I realize many people call it per diem, and I haven't looked at the dictionary. And I haven't talked to Ms. Williams for many, many years.
She's still with us? Oh, you don't know that.
Not in the Senate, she's not.
No, but for still teaching.
So the last time the per diem or per diem was changed was in 1966, to $66 in 2001. The last time the apartment monthly rental was changed was 2000, when it went from $800 to $900. The last time the hotel per day allowance was changed was 2000, and it went from $75 to $85. The second sheet that was just passed out shows what has happened to federal per diem rates during that time between 2000 and the present. You'll see the rates get changed not every year, but frequently. And the total change since the year 2000 is 139% for the daily meals and incidental expense allowance, and 124% for the housing allowance. That's the per day housing allowance. So if you took that 139% increase and applied it to the $66 that was in effect in 2001, that would inflate to $92 in today's numbers. If you took the $900 housing allowance that was in effect in 2000 and inflated it by that 124%, that would come in current dollars to $1,116.
Okay, so the based on that, the middle suggestion by Senator Fredrickson is in the ballpark. Since we don't do this that often, I guess I'm persuaded by the Bach argument, since that 1,200 is up to 1,200, why not try to get everybody covered? And I, as I understand it, if you come in for a new lease, your rent is probably higher than if you've had one for 4 or 5 years because they don't inflate them as quickly. I've noticed on the sheet that a couple of the newer members who are also living downtown, like others, tend to have a little higher rent, and I think that's because they have a new lease.
I just had a new lease, and it's up a little, but not a lot.
But I think if you've had one previously at the same place, they don't inflate it as quickly, whereas if you're a brand-new person, they get you right away.
Mine's a brand-new apartment.
Oh, is it in the same unit? Or I mean,
it's
the same,
in the same building.
Same building. So you're one of their people.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I've been told by rental people, that if you're brand-new to the building, they tend to help you out right away. So I my sense is that the 1,200 makes more sense, and so why don't we go the 12 or a suggestion is 1,200 there, and the 96 on per diem.
Mr. Chair, I just offer a there's a number of us, I suspect, certainly myself included, we talk about increasing, but in fact, I am not going to move out of my $850 a month apartment, and I have a 2-year lease on it, and. So I'm not going to,
You're not going to take the 1,200.
Yeah, we're not going to take the 1,200 and don't need to. And so those costs really aren't going to be incurred in many cases.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator.
And I'm in a similar situation. I'm below the 900 now, and I'll remain below the 900. Yeah. I would like to point out there was a typo in this sheet that I passed out. The lodging up the top should be 113. It was that 133 is wrong. It should be 113. All the rest of the figures are wrong.
Okay, so Fredrickson moves that on line 14 we insert 96. On line 17 we insert 1,200. And again, that 1,200 is up to. And in addition, the 96 is up to. No member needs to take the full per diem if they choose not to. Is the 125 on communications, that seems to be working for people? Senator Bach?
Well, I have a question on that. I think for telecommunications it's probably fine, but I remember when I first came here, I asked Senator Ottinger, I have a district that has, I think I get like 15 newspapers, all these little weekly newspapers that I certainly would never get if I didn't serve here, and when I leave, I don't plan to continue to get. They're not real expensive. They're from probably $35 to $55 a year, but when you start talking about 15 of them, it starts to become real money. I just wonder if anybody ever discussed that for those of us that have these big rural districts and all these little papers that, frankly, you kind of need to get.
Yeah.
That was ever considered as being reimbursable. I use my campaign account, so it's not as though I use my own personal money, but it doesn't seem quite like it's a campaign-related thing, although the board said that it is reimbursable.
I've seen some of the press up in your neighborhoods. Those aren't just press releases you sent them from your campaign saying how wonderful you are?
No, some of them actually write nice things about me from time to time, but I suspect they might write fewer nice things about me now that I'm the tax chair.
What if we discuss that in general?
Yeah, I just don't
but
know.
But for now, that's maybe a topic that's a little broader than... Okay, how about anybody interested in, since this is always such a lovely conversation every few years, why don't we tie line 14 and line 17 to the CPI? Is anybody interested in doing that? Just inflation. I mean, if people aren't interested, fine, but...
Chairman.
Senator Metzen.
For one, I'm interested in putting that language in.
Senator Berglund.
Yeah, I'll second the motion.
Fredrickson, Senjum? I mean, I don't want to go anywhere people don't, aren't comfortable with now, but just a thought.
Chairman, how would you figure the, what are the details of it?
What's the rate?
How would you figure the rate, the inflation? Would it be by the federal reimbursement?
Yeah.
Or by some other index?
Why not just the Minneapolis-St. Paul CPI rate? One more time, we're going to help the rurals, but... Because I presume that's a little higher than the rural
most
rate.
Most of the time they're here when they're spending.
Right. But just use the Minneapolis-St. Paul rate. apparently it's called the CONUS rate. No? Oh, no, that's the federal. It's called the IRS high-low rate, and there's a Minneapolis-St. Paul rate.
Mr. Chairman.
Otherwise, we can gather typically around here every four
Chairman,
or five years when no one's paid attention to it. And
I just want us to understand how it's going to work, what the index is going to be.
Yeah, the numbers Mr. Watson gave you, the 139% was the accumulated rate from 2000 to 07.
Mr. Chair, you're not talking CPI. You're talking about these two expenses and their
CPI per year.
Yeah, the federal reimbursement rate. Yeah, it seemed like
that's what's on
that's better to do than a regular CPI.
The CONUS rate is. The CPI is different.
It could be
different.
Mr. Chair?
This is the CONUS rate here. The CPI rate would be different.
Yeah. It seemed like it should be.
It wouldn't be that much.
It's been, Mr. Chairman, it's been hanging around 3% or something, so it's not a ton. I mean, it's not a huge number. So.
And Mr. Chair?
But it would if we did that every year.
Then yeah,
that would put to rest the nobody pays attention for every 4 or 5 years.
I agree with that. That's why I'm encouraging us to
David,
do it.
We don't want to move faster than you're willing to.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just
we could do
I
that
think,
later.
I think there's a. I think you know this is uncomfortable, but I think it's also healthy. I mean, we shouldn't talk about this a little bit. I'm a little hesitant to think that forevermore the Senate would never. This would be an automatic pilot. We'd never kind of.
We'd never have the chance to talk about it again.
Well, obviously, we can talk about it anytime we want to. So, but you know, I don't. I just think we ought to talk about it every.
All right.
Every
let's
year.
Hold off on
yeah,
that.
That's fine.
Let's
that's
just hold off on that.
Fine with me.
That's just a personal preference. I just think it's healthy to have these, and it is uncomfortable, and it isn't public. But that's the reason we're working.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, members, I just had a question. You know, with the raises here as far as increasing the lodging and the per diem, what's the effective date that you're putting on it?
When we started this year.
Whatever day we started session.
Yeah, January 1.
January 1. Okay.
Second, I guess. Yeah.
Mr. Watson says we don't need to say that. I mean, we're saying it now, but that's the effective date.
Effective
whatever first
date.
Day of session was that the 3rd?
Okay, the 3rd.
And this goes back 2 years, right?
Mr. Watson.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, you'll see that the language of paragraph 2 says that they are paid this rate for every calendar day during the sessions of the 85th legislature. And that's calendar days before as well as calendar days after. The same kind of thing with paragraph 3. It's during the sessions of the 85th legislature. So it's the whole legislature before and after. That's why I said
okay.
We don't need to say anything more.
Okay, Mr. Thank you. Mr. Chair, members, we had paid the leases for January 1st on the 3rd. That's why I asked so we would
go back and adjust
go back.
Those.
Correct. Correct.
For those who are over and above?
Yes.
That's apparently 11 members?
Yes.
I'm sure that will make their families happier.
Happy.
So, shouldn't cost someone who has to have two households. That's enough stress on the family. So, okay, so on the Fredrickson motion, further discussion. Anybody want to testify? Does anybody want to testify? Okay, on the Fredrickson motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, motion is adopted.
Unanimously.
I think... Michelle, was there something else I wanted to mention about life in general here? We're going to take up Senator Baca's process of bill and taxes that I think we may get the message from the House as early as tomorrow. but my intent would be to just put it on general orders and kind of demonstrate what the normal process would be here. It's not controversial. It's something the governor supports. So I think we do want to get people start to be in the mood of what general orders means. So that takes a few days to do that. So I think Senator Cohen will be processing a bill the next day or two that we would like to get up on the floor pretty early next week on in the budget forecast. Do you know when you're going to schedule that yet? Tomorrow or something?
No, next week, I think.
What?
Next week.
Boy.
We don't have any meeting scheduled this week.
Could you call one? I think we'd like that.
I think we're supposed to have some notice of meetings, though.
Right, but let's get the notice, because I think we'd like to have that bill on the floor before we get too far along here on speeches and budgets by the executive branch.
Well, I assume we could hear it, have it on the floor next week. We could hear it Monday.
Not Monday, Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, Tuesday.
Well, we'll talk, but...
Today's Wednesday.
You've only got 10 members on that committee. Can't you get them together in the next day or two?
Well, that'd be tomorrow morning, and Senator Berglund has got a meeting.
I have scheduled.
I'm gone.
Well, with
Veterans Homes Board, they're coming from all over the state.
I was just trying to give Senator Senjum a heads up, but mm-hmm. Sooner rather than later, I'd like to deal with that bill on the floor on inflation. Because I think we need to start out as transparent and honest budgeting as we can here. Otherwise, we're just going to be... It's always better to deal with the facts, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, meeting adjourned.
Here,
whoops. Oh, yes, I knew there was a list. Senator Fredrickson, will you read the audit for 0405? And present that to us soon.
Sure.
We bring in the audit company, and so just shepherd that. We won't set up a subcommittee, but why don't you just shepherd that, and then let's get
sure.
it in here sooner rather than later.
Mr. Chairman, for your information, we looked at trying to schedule a meeting of the subcommittee, and with an election and everything else going on, we just couldn't get it scheduled.
I think we're small enough where I think you can just handle it. You know,
sure,
you're in charge
absolutely.
Of it, and
sure.
get it before us
sure.
sooner rather than later. And we should get copies to all the members. I know. You will all be reading the audit. Permanent joint rules, we have sent a memo, I don't know if you've seen it yet, asking members for their suggestions. That committee has been appointed, and we will meet next week sometime to try to, in a meeting or two, nail down all the permanent rules, and we have started discussions with the House on joint rules. So that's everything we know right now. Senator Senjum, anything?
Nothing.
Okay, meeting adjourned.
But I think that was kind of a general scooping in.
Okay.
Hi.
I'm
sorry, what?
Burns.
Oh,
Burns.
Oh,
Burns.
Oh,
Burns.
Oh,
Burns.
Oh,
Burns.
Oh, Burns.